It's Friday, November 22nd, and you're listening to The Threat Matrix. I'm your host, Dan Vertin, the cyber and national security reporter for FedScoop. This week, I had the opportunity to visit with James Birch, the Defense Department's Deputy Inspector General for Investigations, at his Alexandria, Virginia office, the headquarters building for the Defense Criminal Investigative Service. When I finally made it through the multiple security checkpoints and arrived at Mr. Birch's office, located behind a large steel green door that one might mistake for a vault, I realized that there's a lot more to the work of the Pentagon's Inspector General than meets the eye. Far from the mostly intellectual pursuits of auditors and researchers, Birch's part of the Inspector General's office is a full-fledged law enforcement and investigations agency with a global mission to protect those serving in the military by eliminating fraud, waste, and abuse.
In the IG community, it's not just about locking people up. It's about impact. And in this mission, it's about protecting the warfighter. And so we have a little bit bigger responsibility. If we work certain cases and you don't get an arrest or conviction or a seizure out of it, that may not be the end of the case. There may be other collateral issues to deal with, such as, well, even if you didn't make the arrest, there may still be a systemic problem or systemic individuals' behavior out there that needs to be reported, so that the bigger issue of how the whole DoD works is taken into account. There is kind of a different concept, a bigger loop to close, if you will, in the IG community, because we are just partners in this IG with audit, with our special plans and operations and evaluators, with our administrative investigations. So we are just a partner. We are not the show. And that's okay. And with that partnership, it makes a complete IG office. And that's a little bit of a difference than working with the Secret Service or ATF or DEA, where you're pretty much focused on your mission and that's what you do.
But unlike the other criminal investigations units within the Pentagon, such as the Naval Criminal Investigation Service or the Army's Criminal Investigations Division, Birch's organization operates within and as part of an Inspector General's office, and that means it often benefits from and contributes to a much broader understanding of problems throughout the department.
Even though our main mission is to open and pursue criminal investigations, some of these end up in civil court. They're civil investigations. Some of these end up with some of the healthcare cases we have, end up in fines and civil penalties and so forth. So they can take different avenues.
Of course, not all of that information results in a criminal investigation. And while tracking down criminal activity is at the top of Birch's priority list, there is one thing that takes precedence over a criminal case: the safety of the men and women serving the nation in uniform.
The two things that take precedence over our criminal investigations is if we get involved in a matter and we see that there's a safety issue, whether it's a substituted part or a counterfeit part that may go into an aircraft or may go into something where people's lives can be affected, we will notify the command, put out a safety report, stop whatever that action is. And if it adversely affects the criminal investigation, so be it. That's what we have to do. As well as a systemic issue where we're looking at something and the product or whatever it is, systemically, whether it's from a financial resource matter where it's egregious enough, we'll do the same thing. Stop that, because eventually that will hurt our warfighter. And so, you know, we'll carry on with our criminal investigation, but those things will redirect our attention, and we'll try to get to the bottom of it and notify the proper command authorities, whoever it is, that, you know, this needs to stop, and this is why, and let them take that action.
So what type of person makes a good investigator, and what does DCIS look for in its future agents? Birch, a former career Secret Service agent, says maturity and diversity of background are key.
In the Secret Service, for the most part, you were hiring brand new agents and you were raising them as Secret Service agents. And for the most part, you stayed with the agency. I think that has its ebbs and flows, but we were growing our own. In the IG community, you're looking for that maturity. You're looking for new agents that bring different talents to the your agency and to the OIG. And that can be in a couple of forms. That could be people out of college or just been out of college a few years that, you know, you and I know that have grown up on the computer system. Technology doesn't scare them. The digital world, the cyber world is part of who they are. And so they bring those talents to the table right now. The other part of it is recruiting people that have already been in the federal system for a while and have talents and develop talents and experience that they can bring also to your agency. So it's a little bit of both that we look to recruit there.
So what advice does Birch offer for those interested in a federal law enforcement career? Research your options, because there are a lot of them, he says.
You know, do your homework. I mean, especially now, like you say, you know, and I'm kind of an old dog now, you know, the technology out there, the resource, the information's at your fingertip. Don't stop at the so-called large federal agencies, which are great agencies to work with. I'm a big proponent, obviously. But there are other areas. We work with Health and Human Services and a lot of our healthcare investigations. They've got a great organization. I was at State Department. You talk about a worldwide responsibility, just like we are. We are a federal agency with a global responsibility. There are many avenues in all the federal departments, if you're talking about federal employment, to pursue, and you should be looking at all of those things, because you may find that niche that maybe, wow, that's really what I want to be involved in, such as DOD or HHS or some of these others. But I will tell you, the getting involved in federal employment is unbelievable. I know the federal employees sometimes get beat up a little bit, but if you look at the number of federal employees and just all the agencies and how this machine works, it's people. And it's the lowest level administrative people, because I always recognize them. They never get the rewards and the benefits. I don't think they're paid enough, but they make the government work. So I would encourage anybody to look at the government, even if you don't want to be a career. Look at what it offers. Look at the various specialties and the agencies and all the things that it does. Great experience.
Excellent. Mr. Birch, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.